one of the things, let's think out of the box. I mean, we're supposed to be disruptive, but think a little bit out of the box on the cell phone analogy. One of the other things that cell phones did is they transformed a part of the world that was otherwise had no access to telecommunication. We all had phones in our houses, and so now we have cell phones. That's cool. But there are a lot of people in the world that had no telecommunication whatsoever that were able to leapfrog into the 21st century because of the innovation of cell phones. In Africa, for example, you don't find fixed lines in Africa. They just skip that entire process. But cell phones have enabled telecommunications on a broad spectrum in Africa. The same thing is going to happen in electricity. There's no one in the world, I regret to say, that is going to invest the trillions of dollars necessary to build grid infrastructure to give access to electricity for the 20 to 25% of the globe's population that simply does not have access to electricity today and lives in what we call energy poverty. In that context, by the way, I'd like to mention, I was participating in a session with Jim Woolsey, the former CIA director, about a month or so ago, and he made an interesting comment, which was that the CIA looked, and Homeland Security looks at 17 major supply chains being sort of like critical supply chains for the survival of our country, for all intents and purposes. And we're talking food, water, et cetera, right? There's only one supply chain of those 17 on which the other 16 all depend. Think about it, okay? So electricity is not just about turning on lights, it's about everything that we do as a society. It's also the enabling resource for that 20% of the population that not only does not have access to electricity, but as a result does not have access to information, does not have access to clean water, does not have access to medical care, transportation, agriculture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I don't think I need to belabor the point. The issue that what we're talking about in terms of these disruptive technologies, his, ours, and his combined, is precisely the solution to that problem. In other words, the ability to go into a rural village in Colombia or Mozambique and throw up solar panels combined with batteries, combined with the technology that's able to deliver that power to the people in that village in a way that's actually economically viable. And by the way, don't kid yourself, this is doable as a business model. There is funding out there for that. The World Bank, the IMF, the local governments, the African Development Bank, Latin American Development, there is tons of funding out there that can provide a backbone for this type of a business strategy. So one of the things that you're going to see as a result of these changes is not just change in the way that our houses work and the transition from our sort of like fixed line, you know, telephone to our iPhones being in our own lives, but I think you're going to see a very disruptive influence on the rest of the world.